I hadn't noticed you leaning against the doorway, watching me work. It's not until you placed your hands on my shoulders that I realized I had them up in my ears. I couldn't fight the moan that slipped out when you applied pressure with your thumbs, kneading and pushing. Practiced weighted pushes to unravel the muscles in my shoulders as you leaned into me. I know what you need. Your whisper caressed my ear as your arms found their way around me. Your strength was familiar and reassuring as it enveloped me. The warmth of your breath against the side of my neck was both simultaneously relaxing and stimulating. Your shoulder supported my head as I rested it back for the first time in hours. Your lips against the sensitive skin under my ear. My eyes fluttered closed, exhaling my fatigue as goosebumps fly across my skin. You pulled me out my chair with a groan as I scrubbed my eyes, wary from staring at my screen. I barely reached the threshold of the bedroom that was dark with evening glow before you were pushing my back into the mattress, your hands warm under my shirt. My eyes remained closed as I arched into your touch, the pads of your fingers caressing under my breasts, soft and persistent. I got greedy for more immediately. "See?" you murmured playfully with your lips against my hip. I knew you were right as I lifted my hips to help you take my pants off, my core already slick and ready under your eager and practiced ministrations. "Follow the feeling," you whispered as you placed more kisses along my inner thigh, encouraging me to be in my body, gently coaxing them open as I worked to unravel the stress in my body. And I did. With my eyes shut, I followed the heat of your lips as they mapped along my skin, the pressure of the pads of your fingers as you gently explored the honeyed seam of my pussy. I followed the breaths you left in your wake as your excitement grew with mine, a tandem experience that seemed to feed into one another. I inhaled as your tongue made contact with my skin, realizing that I was as eager for you to taste me as much as you were eager to taste. The heat of your mouth and the slide of your wet tongue through my desire felt wild and sensual, hearkening back to the basest of instincts, of need. Your hunger swallowed me as your arms hooked under my hips, anchoring me to the bed. To you, I followed the hunger in you through the pleasure in me, my hands finding my nipples without thought. The new thread of feeling, another tug in the silken web I'm wrapped up in. My hips moved of their own accord as my pleasure bloomed like sunlight in my belly, warm and nostalgic, a feeling I knew so well and yet always felt more alive with you. You followed the instructions from my body that went unspoken, as this was a dance you knew very well, never breaking your stride as you matched the rock of my hips into your mouth stride for stride. "Follow the feelings," you said, and that sentiment got lost in the undertow of them as they seemed to race to the top, a competition of what felt the best before it turned into my undoing. The climb became so steep so quickly that I'm reduced to nothing but how your mouth feels latched onto my clit and the way my breath caught in my chest. "Closer. Almost there." I felt the imprint of your fingers in my hips as you braced for impact, my orgasm crashing over me with a ferocity that felt wild, unhinged, free. You moaned with me, swallowing my pleasure straight from the source, and didn't stop until my lungs pulled in air, as they should. I cleared my throat that was sore from screaming, eyes bleary from the dark light and the blinding orgasm, to find your eyes bright and focused. Your pupils were inky black, your tongue flicking out to lick your lips, as if to savor the taste until the next time. If you know what I need, then you know we're not done. I rasped out, earning a knowing laugh from you, as if my sass was not only familiar, but expected. Your thumbs caught in the waistband of your pants to reveal that you knew what I still craved. I always know what you need, you responded reverently, your forearms caught behind my knees to bear my core to your aching need. I captured your lips as you captured my breath, pushing into me with an eagerness I need. In this moment, of all the moments with you, I felt most seen. Your eyes saw through all the bravado and the pomp to see the needs I hid so well from the world, never from you. As our pleasure raced alongside each other with each thrust and impact and whimper, I followed the feelings. And all the feelings led back to you.